Forever Dog.
One, two, four, three.
None of these look better than me. Better than me. Ooh, this is hot.
Oh, ouch. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
Summer's
oh,
here.
Oh, my heavens.
Ooh,
welcome back. Welcome back for yet another steaming.
Steaming.
Piping.
Scalding.
Scalding.
Serving of.
Hot God.
God.
This is our weekly chat show where we
No, put the bird back in. We're not done the intro.
Someone's bird watching. Mm-hmm. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into DMs. Now let's get into some
hot goss. You know, I'm very excited to announce that I'm available for sound engineer and Geek Squad gigs because I am basically a soundboard technician. Coaching you guys through the technicalities and the ins and outs of all these wires and doodads has been my cross to bear during this journey, and I'm glad I can help you all.
You've been an invaluable resource. I mean, really. Have you been doing Skillshare for sound engineering?
I've been looking into
Skillshare.
I've been thinking about looking into it very deeply. I'm still completing my master class with RuPaul, and the learnings and the yearnings are both many on that program.
Girl, I'm sure you're learning a lot.
And girl, I tried to look up my password to give it to you, but like it signs you in through Facebook and then it's an app, and I go on the app, it's on your phone, so like I don't know how to give you that password.
Just screen record the whole thing and send it to me in a text.
Okay. Honestly.
It's like 50 hours of footage.
Yeah. No, it's not that long. Honestly, it's mostly stories we've heard before, honestly. There's a few newbies, but it's all like stuff you know if you've read any of her books. And
there was a time there was a man in the river outside and he was drowning. And I thought to myself, rather than saving him out of the water, it would be better for me to pray for him to help himself.
Oh, see, I thought...
Is that story in there?
That one did not make the cut. And if that was a choose-your-own-adventure, I would have taken her acquiring the land under the ocean, putting up a frack well, and then bursting the drowning man out of the water, saving him, almost like a Busby Berkeley from above with water ballets, and then she's in that like aquatic Mackie, like dripping beads. Gorgeousness. RuPaul. Masterclass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so there's exciting. There's been a lot happening this week. It's been very eventful, and it's very important hoopla. So I'm glad we're doing this episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage our new royalty of season 12, the essence of beauty, Miss Jada Essence Hall.
Yeah. Yes.
Clap for your queen.
The essence of beauty is our season 12 champion.
You're on greatest of them all.
America's current reigning drag superstar. She is the next drag queen. She is.
I can't believe Jada is in studio with us right now, but she's very shy. you can't see her, but she's here. She actually has 5 whips in her hands. She keeps whipping them, fire. It's crazy that they're on fire because I said, girl, my wigs are upstairs. Watch out. She's downstairs in the front. We're so socially distanced, so it's fine. She came out. Yes. She wanted to do a number for me. She did You Are My Friend by Miss Patty. It was beautiful. I just showered her with ones and even some rupees from India because the bank wouldn't let them trade me in because they said the economy over there is unstable.
I hope
Argentina,
you
too.
Ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Too.
We are proud to welcome and praise our new queen in the kingdom. And tonight is the premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars
Season 5. Now, please don't think we are weak for not continuing with Classique, but this is of the moment. We want to talk about it, and we have sickening new cover images for you guys to salivate over.
Yes.
Just wear your mask. Make sure the saliva doesn't drool, but you probably will gag.
We are, I mean, if there was an award for changing your podcast cover art, I think we would win it because we do it the most.
Girl,
some podcasts go for years and they just keep the same image.
I mean,
always refresh.
That's cute for them, but like, you know how like if a woman changes her hair and goes from like a lob to like a severe Robert, she would like put up a new profile pic. And we change our looks so much, so we need new profile pics.
We do. Always current. Yeah. We want to thank everyone who tuned in on Monday for the live stream event for the season 12 finale. And we raised a whole bunch of money with the ticket sales.
We pulled our tips together and it came out to $15,000. And we apportioned that out to Project Q in LA, the Action Bail Fund LA, which helps bail out protesters who've been arrested. $2,500 to the Black Visions Collective in Minnesota, and the remaining $2,500 to the Breonna Taylor Memorial Fund.
Yes. So we're very grateful to everyone who tuned in, and it was a good feeling to do what we do, which is this podcast, and to team up with our listeners to do some fundraising for some really good causes. So we thank you very much. There is currently an FBI investigation open about Breonna Taylor's murder, but none of the officers responsible have yet been arrested or charged as of the recording. Everything changes really fast. So, but as of recording, nobody's been arrested or charged yet.
The four officers that are being charged with not Ahmaud, George Floyd's murder. There's so many murders, it's hard to keep them all straight. I'm sorry. But they've all been charged, and I saw their mugshots, and I guess it was kind of stupid of me to assume that they were all going to be white guys, but they're not.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what? I was kind of shocked at that. And there, the killings are being continued in Louisville. There's a man named David McHattie, and he was killed. And the Louisville police chief was fired. And I mean, the LA police chief. There were lots of signs there that in the protest yesterday that I went to that said he should be fired. And after his comments about like people having blood on their hands who are looting for George Floyd's death, that's like so inflammatory and just like wrong. And like, even if you thought that, it's your job not to say that and to act otherwise, you fucking douchebag, racist idiot. Like, like cover up, your fucking Klan robe is showing, girl. And that's another thing. There's an FBI investigation. Courtney told me this, so I know it's probably true. She said that even before Courtney Chats, girl. She said even before all of this was started, the FBI was doing an independent investigation because the top thing on the KKK itinerary was to install cops in precincts across America. And I was like, are you kidding? And she's like, why would I kid about
that? That's a real thing.
It's crazy. Like when hate is smart, it's like when the Utah people stole Prop 8 from us because their commercial was better and scared people, like they were smart. And like we gotta and I don't know what to do at this point, and all I can do is show up when there's protests, and because that's the least you can do is just like go. Even if I don't know what to do, I don't know how to lead, I will do whatever I'm told, and I will help raise money. Keep sending us information about charities you're helping out there too, because it's always what's the word, like paying it forward, and like nice to see other people doing it too.
using our platform and using our voice is
using our platform pumps for
is
good.
Important. Yeah, definitely. I'd
like to talk
about
someone. Can I talk about an adult performer using their platform for good? I'm doing
please.
and you did it too. A fundraiser for Freedom Unite. Or Unite Freedom with Ben de la Creme. It's his little philanthropic brainchild. where we matched donations. You did it like 2 days ago. I think Courtney did it yesterday. And I just screen capped all of Courtney's because I knew I was going to be doing it today. And then Ben calls me. He's like, girl, you put up the wrong thing. That's the charity from yesterday. And I say, oh, I just copied Courtney's, which is why I didn't go to college.
Copying homework. Literally copying homework.
Well, I said I can just copy Courtney. And they're like, yeah, just do what she did. But I guess she didn't know I was going to be screen capping. Screen cap queen. That's kimchi. But I'm matching donations. And Bruce from our AAA Girls video, the hot guy in the yard, the muscle man, he's an adult performer. And he donated to the cause today. And he's donating half of his funds from OnlyFans to the Black Lives Matter movement, which I think is great. And
love
he's
it.
Doing something tomorrow where everybody that donates to Black Lives Matter and shows him the receipt, he's sending them a 1 minute jerk off video. Like using your powers for good. Like how
one
awesome
minute?
Is that?
I thought I was fast.
Oh, I don't know if it's to completion.
Just
that kidding.
That's just kidding.
That'll take a couple charitable donations. Oh, you wanted me to nut? Oh. 59 seconds. Bye. Ooh, yeah. Oh, I just Yeah. I would like to commend Bruce for doing that. How wonderful.
Yes, and we thank you, and we love to see it. We love to see people using their platform and their voices for the cause.
I have a question for you. Can I ask you something real quick? What do you think about the shaming and cancel culture online? Because a lot of people aren't or haven't used their decision-making skills in a way that is equilateral to what the thought is nowadays. You know, like people have done racist shit in the past. I've done racist shit in the past because I saw other white performers doing it. And I get called out for that occasionally. But like I've seen porn stars get called out. I've seen Lea Michele get called out. Rightfully so. I've seen lots of people get called out in this cancel culture right now. Like, what is the goal? Like, we've canceled Sherry. I don't think she'll ever work again. Are we not going to be happy till we have, like, her blood on our hands? Like, I was thinking of a song parody, and there was, like, it was something, it was Smooth Criminal. And I was thinking, Sherry, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Sherry? And then I was like, someone should check on her because goddamn, like what if all this, you know, rightful abuse that she has wrought upon herself makes her like do something to herself? Like, how hard do we need to cancel? When is it wrong? Is it wrong when it's not funny anymore? Is it a week? Is it 2 weeks? Is it 4 months? Can they ever work again? Like, I honestly want to know because it's happened to me and all I can do is apologize when I'm called out for shit I've done, you know, 15 years ago. But it's one of those conversations where we don't know what to do. So I'm just trying to like keep my head down and do everything I'm supposed to otherwise. But is dragging bigots on Instagram for fun like a sport now? Like, oh, let's find out who this person is because we need to identify him. We need to do that and everything. And then we cancel the fuck out of him. Like Drew Brees, great quarterback, but he just said some stupid shit about Colin Kaepernick. And I never want to watch him play again because of it. Like, fuck you, dude. Yeah. You're disrespecting your own teammates and league and brothers by them not doing anything. But they're kneeling on the grass. It's not affecting you. Do your thing, bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just get like, I yell. And then I'm like, my gains are peaking.
Yeah. Your gains on your as a sound engineer, your gains are peaking.
On my R2-D2.
This is the thing, okay? And I guess, and I don't have the answer, and I don't know.
We should ask Robbie Turner.
I know that there are good things about like the calling out of somebody for reprehensible behavior. There are good things about that because it shines a light on it. Often it forces that person to reconsider themselves and what they do and that their actions have consequences. So like that's important. I believe that it's possible. I mean, it's possible to apologize.
Your mix is skipping, girl. No.
It's possible. My Zoom meeting is frozen. It's possible to apologize, but the way that you apologize says a lot as well. Like Leah Michelle, for instance, like Leah Michelle's apology was sort
how
of
you,
like,
how
I'm
you
sorry
my
you
behavior.
Felt that way.
Literally, I've gotten more press requests in the past 2 days because of me making a comment on Alex Newell's post because I was on Glee and Leah Michelle treated me like shit. Honestly, it was one of those things that I left. It's the only time I've ever left the set in the middle of the day because I was just like, no, oh my God. And it was so strange for me because her co-star Chris Colfer had just been like out of his way to go to be kind to me and like mention Nip Tuck. And I was like, that was filmed on this stage. Oh my God. And I was like, and then for her to treat me like, just like dirt. I was like, fuck you. So I know what those girls were saying. Samantha and Alex, I chimed in on it and maybe I shouldn't have because it seemed like a discussion between people of color, and I'm like, I'm a white person. I don't want to chime in on this after right. I thought about it because I started getting DMs like, oh, you made this about yourself. And I was like, no, I was trying to like talk to my friend Alex about this bitch we don't like that we were on their show. And like, I didn't mean to chime in, but I've gotten requests from like from London, one of the New York things, so many things. And I was like, I don't want to talk about this right now. Are you kidding? Like, I should not have even tweeted it, but I was like, vote for me for an Emmy. If you do mention me,
I have
me,
a Leah Michelle story.
You do? Was she nice? I hope she was nice because I want
no,
someone
she
to...
was not.
Fuck,
she was
what
not.
Was your Leah Michelle? She made me get up from a bed, basically. She had a director tell me I couldn't sit on the edge of a bed while she jumped on it and then started texting. And I said, you could have just told me not to sit there, girl. And she looked me up and down and literally went back to her phone. An up, down, a full up, down. I was like, oh, wow. Like, the audacity and the nerve. Yeah.
Katya and I were invited to do this red carpet thing at the Grammys a couple years ago. And we were like waiting in line to like do our thing on E. We weren't on E. We were on E, the channel. but we were waiting in line and Leah Michelle was in front of us in line. And like we were in fucking full gala, as you say, as Courtney says, but full drag. I mean, she was really, she just sort of like looked through us. Like we were in line for the same like thing, like, and we were just sort of like, hey, just looked through us. Like we weren't even there, which I don't know. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm always like, well, maybe she's nervous. I get nervous at showbiz things, but it also is like, it literally costs nothing and takes no effort to just be like a person.
Kindness is free. Yeah,
exactly. So I didn't know at the time that everybody has a Leah Michelle story. Someone was like, I was so terrified on the set, and she went out of her way to ruin my life. She was 12.
She was terrifying. She was 12. Yeah. That was her understudy in Spring Awakening. I saw her in that, and she was sickening. So I know why they tolerated it, because she was so fucking good. But, I mean, I think it says something when all of these people have the same kind of story. I don't delight in her misery, but her apology... She should have ran it by a writer or a team, maybe, and not a team of yes men who are always like, oh, yes, Leah. Yeah, we pee for you. We die for you. You're Barbara. You know, she was mean to Barbara Streisand's niece, who was an extra on Glee and had her fired.
No.
And then she found out she was Barbara's niece and she had her brought back and tried to meet her. Girl,
oh,
and just the gall of just the sheer unmitigated gall of saying, I learned Spanish so I could audition and play Maria in West Side Story. It's like, honey, you're in your 30s. Maria was an ingenue. You're just about district attorney, honey.
Not district.
Also, she's white.
Who, Leah Michelle?
Yeah, she can't play Maria.
Got it.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I gotta be careful.
Before we go to break, the reason I posted that question in there was the idea to bring up the thought of we love to be on social media and we love to quip back and we love to find the receipts and post them.
Yes.
And say, look at this person. They sent me a DM.
Yeah.
And
that happened to a porn star that I just know I was following this morning. I was trying to jerk off. And then I was like, I can't jerk off to him today.
And so we want to bring light to those issues because we need to let people know how people really are.
Yes.
But then there are also real steps. That's one kind of tiny little piece of digital activism. But then the real activism is in the policy, in the systems, in the protests, in the boots yes. on the grounds, in the petitions.
Yeah.
And I just want people to be aware that, yeah, that's fun to play on Twitter and be like, we got you. You're a bigot.
But it's just a start.
There you go.
It's just a start. And it also, I mean, there is like virtue signaling that happens.
Does that just mean you're signaling that you have these morals or virtues and you're just like, you're just posting to tell people that you have those? Is that what that means?
Yes.
That's part of it. And there's a little bit of that Twitter culture to be like, I'm canceling this person because they're bad. And then you feel good about yourself. But like, what did you actually do to help?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Willem, you chose our rainbow spotlight.
And honestly, music has been helping me a lot because I've been pumping Chromatica a lot. And I've been like listening to like Dead Pets Miley and a lot of like singer-songwriters and Erykah Badu and this new artist I met last year at a Pride gig for Abercrombie and Fitch and I think the Trevor Project, and he's talented, he's gorgeous, his name's Keenan Lonsdale. He's so talented and his whole EP is sickening, but Rainbow Dragon is probably my favorite song on it because there's another song on it that already went to my fuck playlist. It's so good. And we're going to put this on our Instagram, Race Chaser Pod, and let you listen to it here.
I'm so excited.
I hope you like it as much as I do.
Rainbow Dragon.
Let's talk about it, because this shit's awkward as hell. You've been straight tripping, won't look inside of yourself. And my heart is racing a million miles, because why? Looking so foolish when your power's running out.
Oh, no.
So speak the truth before the people tell it out. Oh, my heart is racing a million miles. Cause why? Oh, cause you keep fucking up my earth on repeat. We're tired of the lies and deceit. And I'm trying to get your ass out the sleep. Damn, I can't front your open mind. Ain't open right, cause you still fight. What have we done? This world's on fire, but your desires make you think it's fine. Ain't got no time, no time to lie. We got to shine, cause we're losing light. And I'm the sun who opens minds that open right to live this life, life, life.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Shaft and Shepherd.
Okay. This is a segment which we like to call.
Let's get political. Oh, I tried to do it like Stanley. That didn't work.
Fuck.
Oh, that, yeah. Speaking of fuck, that song I was saying was my good fuck playlist from Sydney Lonsdale is Gay Street Fighter, bitch.
Nice.
Ooh, I want him to be a friend of my pod.
Oh, wow.
But back to the political segment of Racer Pod.
Yes.
Oh, cool. We talked about this already. That all four police officers who were involved in the murder of George Floyd have been arrested and charged. One's at second-degree murder, and the three others are at the charges that the cop who was originally arrested was at. And then they upgraded his charges. He got an updo on those charges.
Updo.
Yeah, and all it took was like 50 states and like a million petitions and 18 other countries to protest for a week to get this done. So,
yes, I mean, it is.
Now they just need to be prosecuted, too. Hopefully they will be found guilty.
Yes, and I mean, they really are they're the tip of the iceberg because like major reforms have to happen. Well, not even reforms, defunding. And, like, dismantling of the police is, like, the ultimate goal, right?
I don't know what the goal is here, but I want to follow Kamala Harris and do whatever she tells me I should do because I watched her speak. And I realized stuff like that South Africa had slavery, too, and they amended for it, like, quickly or tried to at least and acknowledged it, and America's never done that, and we have like this wound that's still open, didn't heal right, and is like needs to be addressed before we go on, or this shit is still gonna be happening, you know?
Yes.
And I think in getting the right people in power to, I want Obama back, or girl, give me Michelle or one of or both of his daughters, like anybody.
Yeah.
Ugh, I read Becoming again like 2 weeks ago just because I wanted to like read something that I knew was easy because I had already read it. And like, I wanted to absorb more of it. And Michelle Obama. Oh, I know why I read it, because I watched it on Netflix again. And I was like, oh, well, they couldn't show everything, but she would be a great president.
Yeah. So what is that? This is a glimmer of good news in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
This is coming from Deadline. It says the mayor, Eric Garcetti, proceeded to announce $250 million in cuts to the proposed budget and to reallocate those dollars to communities of color so we can invest in jobs, education, and healing. LA Police Commission President Eileen Decker then announced that $100 to $150 million of those cuts would come from the police department budget.
Wow. I wonder if that's because the police chief said all those stupid fucking things about George Floyd. They're like, we're going to cut your budge.
It's a gesture and it's a start.
Good.
It's only a very small step forward because $100 to $150 million sounds like a lot, but it's actually a really, really small percentage of the the budget, which is 1.8 billion with a B, which before the protests was going to be increased this year. So that means it's
they're being
a start.
Defunded. I mean, that's
it's
technically
a start.
A defunding a little bit.
A little bit, but it seems like a gesture.
Yeah.
Which it's a step in the right direction, but girl, they got to do more.
They need to do way more.
Defunding the police is a different thing than just moving some numbers around and keeping things mostly the same.
100%
whip crack.
True. One of the things I just said is more people that have the best interests of the country at heart need to be put into power. And Missouri elected their first African-American mayor, who's also the first female mayor of Missouri, or the first female mayor of the town, too. And this is
Ferguson.
Yeah, which is six years after Michael Brown was killed there. And that was one of the first times that Black Lives Matter was really like on the national level that we were seeing it. And I saw her picture. She wore a red lip, and she is a complete salute to me at her inauguration. Ms. Ella Jones.
Ella Jones. She said that she's received hundreds of messages from throughout the country, including congressional leaders, senators, Democratic Party officials. But her favorite one was a tweet from Barack Obama, who...
What did he say?
He said her victory is a reminder of the difference politics and voting can make in changing who has the power to make real change. Applause.
Mm-hmm. What privilege. Honestly, it is a privilege to report on all of this stuff, and we'll always try to end on a high note at least. And we're going to take a break right now.
Right, we are back, and oh my goodness,
it's cold
in
here.
Headlamp? It is cold.
Yeah,
it's cold and damp.
I just have a glow stick from this rave.
It's a damp region.
It's a damp heat.
It is, but you know what? It's our damp region. Mm, okay, we are going spelunking deep inside the DMs. Do you want to read it, or do you want me to?
I would love to, because it comes from Anel. This is
Anel.
Anel.
There's a story there.
My work gets a little fluffy when I'm nervous. Okay. Hi, Alaska Willem and Big Dipper. I'm a deep friend of the pod, and I have greatly appreciated all three of you and what you have done in order to raise money and bring awareness to justice organizations like Black Visions Collective and provide actionable items for people to do. However, I am deeply distressed by the amount of people saying all lives matter. I've seen in the comments sections of white queens in particular. I have tried to challenge them with a simple metaphor, such as if you had a broken arm and the doctor said all bones matter and you refused to treat you, how would you react? Or do you go to a house on fire and say all houses matter and I'd do nothing too? But that often falls on deaf ears. And I found people hopping into my DMs with racial slurs as a result. Can you guys politely explain to these thought challenge folks why it is that we're focusing on this movement on black people? It may be more understood coming straight from the horse's mouth. No shade.
Shade, bitch.
Much love to you all. Keep fighting the good fight. And now, Todrick posted a really good thing this morning that a girl from TikTok made. Like, she played both people, the person whose house was on fire, the person who was going to help someone with a house on fire and someone whose house wasn't on fire. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it on Facebook where a family member of mine replied to somebody's post. They said, all lives matter to God. And I was like, I know where you're coming from, but you must, it's an inflammatory time to say that in any sense. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And using that, saying all lives matter as a rebuttal to Black Lives Matter is...
It makes you defensive instantly, and we don't have to be defensive about anything. It's just saying, proclaiming that something matters. And like, if people would just see that, like, why are you being defensive? Nobody's saying that white lives don't matter, or
no,
or whatever race that you are, that you don't think black lives, that someone saying black lives matter is offensive. Like, it's not offensive.
Yes.
What's your problem?
And I saw a
you're
tweet
racist.
That
said, that's what the problem is.
Well, I saw a tweet that said Black Lives Matter is not an anti-white movement. It's not. It's pro-black people and black lives. And the statement Black Lives Matter is, and the reason it's called that is very, there's good cause for it being called that, because it does trigger something in people who have embedded racism. They immediately go on the defense and they immediately say, because they have embedded racism, that's something that they were born into. And
well, just to add on to your point, Alaska, there's inherent in the language mm-hmm. of Black Lives Matter, there's no qualifier. It's not Black Lives Matter more. It's not
no.
Black Lives Matter only.
Period.
It's just a statement. And the fact that people want to, the fact that people do feel defensive, as Willem was saying, or want to jump back,
yeah,
means that it's what's learned in them is an implicit bias, an implicit racism that's embedded in them, because that
yes.
statement is just a statement.
Yes,
very true.
You should have a podcast, Dipper.
Oh, I do. It's called Sloppy Seconds, and I host it with a drag queen named Meatball, and it comes out every Friday.
Ding.
And it
how's
exposes
that, EP doing?
That. It exposes that, because that's the point. We want to expose that. And there's so many like deep structural problems that are stacked against black people in this country and have been since the country started. So like these are things that we have to like deal with, and we're dealing with it now.
I totally agree with you. And even if it's like the physical things we're dealing with, and that's the least we can do, is like take down the Confederate statues. I've seen them tumbling and I'm happy about those. And like the daughters of the Confederacy, their office burned, and they were the ones responsible for putting up all those statues. So I was like, well, you spread hate, you're going to get some hate back. But little things like I this protest yesterday, I didn't have a sign or anything, so I just grabbed a pride flag and I updated it. I used marker to put a brown stripe and a black stripe and then a pink stripe and a blue stripe, like just showing that you support people and doing what you can where you can. Literally, that's all I could do right now. And
let's read the next message. It's from Max, and it says, "Dear Alaskilla Pepper," or some other lame thing. I don't know. At least they know. Okay. Yeah. Willem has used the quote, "never turn down a chance to have sex or appear on television," a couple times, but can't quite place who said it. She clearly knows that some dead fag said it, but hasn't landed on the right one yet. Luckily, I'm here to let you know that Gore Vidal.
Oh, the best, famous, the best man.
The famous gay writer and intellectual claimed ownership to that quote. Now, this is a bit ironic because Gore Vidal once said the secret to the successful relationship with his partner and himself was not to sleep with each other. Anyway, thanks for all that you do to feed us hungry peasants out here in the street. And here's my cock, red and swollen from jacking off too much. Thanks, fan, Max. Thank
that
you, Max. Gore Vidal.
Gore Vidal. I was a costume assistant and dresser on the play The Best Man when I was like 13, and I remember it was a Gore Vidal play.
Didn't Gore Vidal do Myra Breckinridge? The movie?
Maybe? Dominic Dunn or one of those? Yeah.
It's a movie that has
Raquel Welch, Mae West. West is... She is... gorged in it. She is gorgeous. Much like Max's member. Max's member is it's got a little bit of a snake charmer curve. Red. There is a bush. The balls are unconfirmed at this point, at this juncture in time.
Conspicuously missing. Is this a thing? that guys, when they take pictures of their dicks, don't take pictures of their balls? Are they ashamed? Do they think their balls are ugly?
Maybe some of their dicks are so big that it makes their balls look small and they're weird about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, if the next... I love it.
If you think the best...
If this thing needed a home, I would
you
help
know
it.
What he, here's a picture of my throbbing, erect thing that fucking sticks out of my body. But the balls are just too much. It's too much. I'm going to cover them.
Too blue.
It's
balls.
It's too much.
The balls are blue.
Your balls exist, and your balls are beautiful.
Your balls are beautiful. Hello, Golden. Oh, this is from Golden Lasky. Hello,
Golden Lasky, friend of the
Will
pod.
And Dipper. I am seeing a lot of people creating new and supposedly more inclusive flags. To represent genders, colors, pronouns, sexualities, and everything in between on Pride Month, saying the original flag is transphobic and also invalidates pansexuals. What do you think about making new flags for specific purposes? Is it effective? I saw this tweet with at least 14 new flags and sparked a lot of questions. I've seen some people that like the idea and some that are against it for creating more segregation among the community. I would love to hear thoughts on this. I'm sending an example of those flags attached to this email. I'd also like to thank you for your commitment to the pod, to your fans, and using your platforms to raise awareness for important issues, as well as making everything very entertaining. Thank you, dolls, for all this pod. In pod, we trust. Love, Golden Lasky. And she sent in a bunch of flags.
P.S. No dick pics, she says.
No dick pics. I have something that I read on this, I think, 2 days ago. My friend David owns Slick It Up, which is an amazing like sportswear brand that Rue has worn on the show. Those masks that she wore for the finale and reunion were Slick It Up. They make great stuff. I wear them a lot. He was one of the people saying last year publicly that he didn't like the new flag. And this year he posted that he found one of the people that he was going back and forth with about it last year. And he apologized to them and he got a response from them. And he's learned and growed and changed. And I guess he probably just realized that like the flag to other people might mean different things than what it means to him. And adding a couple more stripes probably isn't going to hurt anybody in the long run. So he came around, and that was really nice to see because I really like wearing his clothes and he's amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, Pride is all about like inclusion, and you want everybody to feel like empowered and to feel part of it. So, girl,
there's these flags.
She sent a graphic with a whole bunch of different flag
14.
Color combinations. They are beautiful. They're stunning. So, like, these are great. Fly your flag. If it represents you, fierce, do that.
They look like Necco wafers all stacked up. There's so many colors.
or macaroons.
Ooh, don't make me hungry, girl.
So pretty. The next message is from Cesar. Mm-hmm. Do you want to read it?
Sure. Longtime friend of the pod, classical musician, and former Dallas Queen here with a quick Nancy Drew style question for the dolls. I've seen lots of people on social media insisting that Jada, All Hail the Queen, is the first pageant queen winner of Drag Race. That's wrong. But I'm pretty sure I remember Bibi Zahara Bonet performing at the Miss Gay US of A finals in 2005. See YouTube link. Doesn't that make her a pageant queen? Fine if you don't want to count Trinity the Tuck since she was an all-star season rather than main, but I feel like people are discounting a significant part of BB's past. For priority boarding, I've attached a couple pics of my uncut Turgid member. Thanks so much for all that you do. The pod is consistently a highlight of my week. Oh, wow. You could use that to put on highlighter, but it would put on way too much because it's way too big.
There's balls.
Balls. Ooh. He sent a variety of a selection of shots with the member in different states, the member doing different things. He knows his angles for sure.
Different outfits, too.
Yeah, different rugs.
Different rugs, different rooms. I'm seeing sort of a rug that's sort of...
No, that's his bush, honey. You mean the rug. Sorry.
It's sort of a Victorian kind of rug.
Girl, her pubes were so Victorian.
A wrought iron table. And then in the other one, there's some sort of like Southwestern kind of Is it a blanket or drapery of some kind?
A serape of some sort.
Yeah. Very nice. We appreciate you very much.
The now, textiles as are to, lovely.
As to the question, this is something I love drag.
Oh,
I think that, I mean, I've competed in pageants, you know.
So have I.
Does that, you have EOY?
Yes.
EOI.
Yes.
What?
Yes. You're not acknowledging my pageant history?
What pageant?
EOY, you fucking bitch.
Oh.
You know damn well.
Did you take the crown? Did you place? Did you make the five? Did you make the fucking five?
They didn't release the scores because Aubrey O'Day got too drunk. And then Erica kept coming up to visit the contestants.
A girl. Judge getting too twisted at a pageant to do their job? I've never two heard of such a thing.
Hate it, bitch.
Unconscionable.
Two of them.
Here's the thing.
Remember Willem told us that on the drive home, his husband said, that Shangela is really entertaining.
Yeah, she won.
T, she
is. She was. She was on the back of the Emmy magazine this month with We're Here. And girl, they nipped those girls into the waist. I said, whoever shopped the dolls did it right. I was like, because Eureka is not the size of Shangela. And like their waists are like almost the same size in this picture. And I was like, work, divas. They're going to get nominated for an Emmy too, I bet, for We're Here. I hope all of them win for Best Host.
I hope they win every
trophy.
Because
their show is sickening. If you're not watching it, find a friend with HBO. No, fuck, you're not allowed to go out. Well, you might be allowed to go out where you live. We aren't where we live.
Share the password, Diva. Okay, let's get back to this question.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, he's right.
I throw a pageant, and it's called Drag Queen of the Year. However, I'm not often categorized as a pageant queen.
I don't think you threw the pageant. I think that girl deserved to win.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't think you should throw a pageant again.
This is the thing. Like, I think being a pageant queen is sort of like, it's like a sensibility. And Jada Essence Hall clearly claims being a pageant queen. There are certain queens who claim it as part of their identity as a queen. And Jada Essence Hall definitely embodies that. And she proudly also calls herself a female impersonator or a female illusionist.
Mm-hmm. So does Derek. Derek calls himself a female illusionist too, or impersonator.
Yeah. And I love that. And she's out and proud about like being a pageant queen, being a female impersonator. And she reps that, and she won. I don't know that Bibi Zaharbanay at the time when she won the crown, or even now, I don't think she considers herself, she has pageant influences. I don't know that she would consider herself like a pageant queen.
Well, what about Tyra? Because she was so raised by those people. I don't know if she had done pageants at that point, but like
right.
Her moms and the people that got her up in it, they definitely were of that world. So
yeah.
Would she be a pageant queen? Is a baby of a pageant queen by proxy?
I think so. And that, I immediately thought of Tyra when this question came up. Because
me too,
She, like you said, she was raised in the pageant world. And I think it's like part of her identity as a drag queen. So I don't know. I mean, it's a conversation and it's a question. Yeah. And we thank you for it, Caesar.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Trinity probably identifies as a pageant queen.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. Yeah.
The next message is from M. Hello, Willem in Alaska. Love from Pakistan. I have been your fan and admirer for so many years now. Listening to your podcast is my way of connecting with my LGBT community spread across the world. I just want to thank you for doing very gay things because they make me feel better about being gay. And my question is that after years of being a complete top, I want to bottom. And I don't know how to go about training my asshole for such an undertaking. Plus, how to know who is an experienced top. I claim a lot of things in my active encounters that are at least bullshit. So maybe it's karma, but I want a top who is better at it than me. Here are my nudes.
Well,
these are stunning nudes.
They really are. if he's looking for a way to connect with the LGBT community spread across the world, all he has to do is show him this full spread, because it's full color. It's got textures. It's got patterns in the hair. It's got shapes.
She's got a pose.
Muscles. She definitely has a pose. She said, this is the one.
In the ass pic, she's wearing a G-banger.
She definitely has...
Or a G-string.
Mm-hmm. She, her floor is clean. Her bed is made. You will want to pound her.
Willem, can you give any advice as to like how to skillfully be a bottom?
Sure. Before I get fucked, I usually first I say my prayers, and then I douche, and then I clean. I get in the shower, and I like shove a couple fingers up there with soap. First one finger, then four, then two, then three.
God.
But yeah, I stretch it out first because it's like one of those things, not stretch it out like I'm making balloon animals, but like it's one of those things where like you don't want to just like shove a giant like ramrod up there. Sometimes you just want a medium ramrod. But yeah, you don't want to shove it up there like without like knocking first and being like, hey, I'm coming in. Hey, I'm going to come in a little bit.
Yeah.
Just the tip.
I would say like practicing is important, and taking your time and being gradual about the like size of things.
Produce. Produce is your friend. Every teenage boy knows produce is your friend. Like, try different things.
Every
have a salad.
Woman over 30 should have a cucumber in the house.
Their fridge, Sue Ellen.
And also like practice, you know, fucking cleaning out. Cleaning out is a fucking mysterious fucking.
Not too much water, because then you breach the colon, girl.
See, that's the thing. It takes like there are lots of resources out there. It's a mysterious world. Sometimes it works better than others.
Fiber really helps, though. Fiber really, really helps with cleaning out for sure.
But take your time, have a sense
of
humor about it.
Get some friends to do it with you. Just we used to all when we were douching at Burning Man, Anthony and Courtney and me and Moses, we would have something called what was it? Oh, it was Fleetwood Mac Hour, where we would all fleet and clean our butts, and then we would go party.
Uh-huh. I love
but
that.
But then sometimes when you get the Molly shits, you're like, oh goddamn, my douche is ruined.
Oh yeah, it just ruins that.
But sometimes you're fine.
Right along.
Zoom.
Would you like to read the final message from Austin?
I would love to. Thank you so much. Hey, Alaska Willem and Big Dippy. I'm writing from Houston, Texas, where we've just finished the March for George Floyd today on June 2nd, 2020. After the march, my friends and I were having a discussion on how the police system needs to be checked when my friend told us about the ACLU Blue mobile justice app. This app gives civilians a platform to record police injustices as they encounter them and send the videos straight to the ACLU. I think this is a great resource for people who are wondering what I can do to help outside from just sharing on their Instagram stories. Work. He didn't even sign it. What's his name? His dick is so nice. Did he put the dick there to get us to read this? Because this is one of the best messages. This is great. This is exactly what we want. People don't know what to do, and now they can do something.
Yeah.
So an interesting thing to note about this app is, you know, sometimes if you record police, they confiscate your phone and delete the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Or when, like, if you're arrested or detained, they will wipe the phone or break the phone. Mm. So you record on the app and it sends directly to their server.
Work.
So it's like a backup if you're encountering police brutality or the police doing something wrong or illegal, that it can go right through the app.
That's a great resource, Austin. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss.
Yes.
Oh,
thank
I
you.
Didn't mean to interrupt your description of Austin's dick,
though. Oh, is
there
that
are balls.
His dick? Is it really?
Balls,
oh, I was so
balls,
happy.
And nothing but balls.
I was so happy. It seems fake because it's so beautiful, and he looks like he's wearing a Yankee themed underwear or boxer brief. It's gray with a navy pinstripe and a blue elastic waistband.
It seems heavy and pendulous.
Oh, it's bigger than a bingo dauber, smaller than a claw hammer. The happy trail leads to joy.
Bingo. It's on. All the way down and all the way back. All the way down and all the way back.
Oh, 69. Dinner for two, sauce on the side.
I need to get a shot of B12. That's B12. B1. That's B1 of our fabulous friends on Facebook.
I-18. That's what he said. We would like to thank you again for listening.
If you want to date Kevin Spacey, you must be 13.
Oh. No, B13 is if you want to play on Jerry Sandusky's team, you must.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Jesus Whenever Christ. We got a new child molester, we would change the child molester jokes. And I did bingo for 13 years, and we had many, 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 many child molesters.
It ain't right.
It ain't right. It's not right, and it's not okay.
Thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss. You can always send your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Good questions and nudity get priority.
We have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. Just search using the hashtag racechaser, and you can watch the videos a la carte, al fresco, a la on your patio.
You can follow us on Instagram at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, and the link in our bio on Instagram on Race Chaser Pod has lots of places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Climb the link tree, kids. And like I said on the live stream, do something every day. Educate yourself, reach out to someone with resources, protest, donate, sign petitions. This is not a one-time action. This is not a fad or a trend. We need to keep doing this until we get the results we need.
That's right. We will be back next week with more
piping,
steaming, scalding, boiling,
hot goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.